Well, Daniel, happy to have Peter Galgano with us this morning, former Marine, and this is all about the Connecticut State Veterans Memorial, which is right there by the O'Neill Building, I call it, in downtown Hartford, right near the Capitol. And it's going to be really, really something when it's finished. They're selling bricks.
Pavers, they call
pavers.
Them.
Pavers. And the Marines call them bricks.
Right.
But they're beautiful with names on them. You can have. So let's welcome our special guest, Peter Galgano, who is co-president of the Connecticut State Veterans Memorial.
And he's in the Touch Points Rehab Interview Chair. Peter, welcome.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Brad. Good morning, Don. How you doing?
Good. Peter, well, what's the latest as far as this project?
Okay, the project is really coming along very good. We have all our large pavers sold with so many families and companies who have veterans involved in them. And we have only close to 200 walkway pavers remain, and they're personalized walkway pavers that gives the public the opportunity to honor special veteran forever. And the funds help to support the memorial.
Now, how much are these going to cost, or do they cost?
Yes, the pavers are $200 each, but they're in granite, so they're never going to wear away. I personally have one there also, and also for my brother also.
And they have the names on them and the whole. I've been down there. I've seen what you've done so far, and it's beautiful. Right there, as I said, by the O'Neill Armory. And it's when do you plan on getting it? Do you have a date when you want it completed, Peter?
Most of the important parts of the structure, the granite collards and the inner wall of the insignias, is all completed. We don't have a date. It will be completed once we get the 200 more walkway pavers in there. Where we are hoping for this summer, because there's also a kiosk that we want to put in that has the history of all the wars, all veteran information, to thank all of the other people who have supported the memorial, even for a dollar. Way back in the beginning, we had some people to donate a dollar, but we want to recognize every single person who contributes and honors veterans throughout the state of Connecticut.
So, Peter, how can someone go about making a donation and getting one of these pavers?
Okay, to order a 6x12 paver, they can download an order form or make a donation to go to www.cthonorsvets.org. That's CTHONORSVETS.org. Or they can call Tammy Marzik at 860-616-3603, and then she would mail out an order form to them.
Peter, how long has this been in the works? You mentioned how some of it is completed. Take us a bit through the history of this project.
Already, actually it was around, I'm going to say 2012, with Jody Rell and State Veterans Commissioner Linda Schwartz got us together. We were planning on building right across from the Rocky Hill Veterans Home. But for construction and how we envisioned this memorial to be was really kind of small. So then it was offered the Minuteman Park across from the William O'Neill State Armory became available. And working with the architects and everything, it's actually became, you know, a reality. It's unbelievable how many people have come and brought their families there to recognize all the veterans and to see the, all the amounts of veteran service organizations, all the amounts of all the wars that we've been through to give America our freedoms and why we have our freedoms today. So it began in 2007, and it's been a long battle, but this is it's a 501c3, so we didn't get funded for it. So everything was this became a reality through fundraising.
You raised a lot of money, I know that, and I remember some of the fundraisers, just incredible. Peter. So, again, the telephone number, friends, if you are interested, if you'd like to purchase one of these pavers, 860-616-3603. 860-616-3603. And it's a beautiful spot. It really looks great.
Yeah.
It looks great.
Yeah. And, Peter, hopefully you can get this all completed by summer. Wouldn't that be nice? A nice warm July day and you have an event to get it all completed.
That would be so wonderful. And we could have that really spectacular person who was inducted into the Connecticut Veterans Hall of Fame this past November, Brad Davis, speak for us. Be our guest speaker.
Yeah, there you go, Brad. You got an invite.
An invite? I didn't know anything about that. Yeah. But I'll accept it.
It was my honor to escort you when you got inducted into Connecticut Veterans Hall of Fame, and it would be an extreme honor to have you for a special event at the memorial.
Hey, how about this? And I'm throwing it out on the air. I'll probably get heat from management, Peter, but how about this? We'll make a deal with our audience. You get this thing completed by the summer, we'll do a broadcast from there some morning.
What a great idea,
Dan. Very wonderful.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. There's the goal. How many do you need to get it completed?
200. Just 200 pavers remain.
All right, 200 pavers. All right, audience, 200 pavers. Pony up, and we will do a Brad and Dan show from the memorial. How's
wow.
that sound?
All right. All right. That's fabulous. That's fabulous. Hey, you heard it. You heard it right here live, Peter.
Yes, I did.
And guess what? Now management has to go along, Peter.
Okay, thanks a million. You guys have done a fabulous job. You really, really have. It's a beautiful sight, and if the late governor was with us, he would be so proud. So proud.
That's right.
Thanks again, and we'll talk soon. Peter Galgano, co-president, the Connecticut State Veterans Memorial. I certainly didn't expect that. And Dan, what you added, that's terrific.
Yeah.
We could do our program.
That'd
this would
great
be great
broadcast.
For the veterans.
Absolutely.
And again, my friends, the telephone number, if you'd like a paver, 860-616-3603.
Don't you love these decisions?
Boy, I love them. Right on the air. We don't even plan them.